Good evening. You're listening to the Hour of the Time. I'm still William Cooper. Well, folks, I gotta tell you, my little girl sure made me proud over the last few days. And I mean really proud. I'm just bursting. Thursday, she came to me and said that she wanted to give me a special present for Thanksgiving. I had no idea what she was talking about, and I figured it was something that she made. Maybe, you know, she painted me a picture or made a Thanksgiving card or something. So I said, okay, you know, what is it? And she said, I want to give you the night off so that you can enjoy Thanksgiving with Mommy, and I'll do the show for you. Well... That really took me aback because she'd never done that before. I wasn't sure she could handle things in here, and I wasn't sure she could carry the broadcast for a whole hour on her own, but I didn't want to tell her that. You see, I believe in encouraging children to learn, and I think they can learn anything that they want to learn anytime that you're willing to help them learn it. And, I asked her if she could do it, and she said yes. I asked her if she was sure, and she said yes. After she told me that, there was no way in the world that I could say no. I just couldn't do it. I believe in letting her, or any child for that matter, have their chance. And after all, she wanted to do it as a present for me on Thanksgiving. And, so she did it. And all of you listening, who were listening on Thanksgiving night, know that the rest is history. She not only did the broadcast, but she did it really well. She handled the phone calls well. And she carried the whole thing all the way through a whole hour very well. In fact, I would say that her first radio broadcast was probably much better than mine. And I'm talking about the one where I had to really carry the broadcast for an hour, not the one that I really did on my first broadcast, which was the Living Constitution, which only just heard from me a little bit. So I'm very proud of her. And, then Friday she came to me and asked if she could do a children's show on Saturday mornings. I said, now, you know what you're getting yourself into. You have to prepare a radio broadcast, which you will present at the same time for 1 hour every Saturday morning for the children on 98.5 FM in the Round Valley. And she said, yes, I know. And I said, you know, I'm very proud of you. You really did a wonderful job last night. But, you see, that was one night. Now you're asking to commit yourself every single Saturday morning to do a one-hour broadcast. She said, yes, I know, Daddy. And I said, you really want to do this. You have to learn everything in the studio because you can't, you know, come and ask me or Doyle or somebody else to come and, you know, run it all for you. If you're going to do it, you have to do it. She said, I know, I will. And so I told her it was okay. And so Saturday morning, she did her first children's hour. I think she calls it Pooh and Aggie's Saturday Morning Show. In fact, that's exactly what she calls it. She calls it Pooh and Aggie's Saturday Morning Show, and it's for children. She reads stories and takes phone calls from children. And she's going to do that every Saturday morning from here on out. She's 8 years old. So I'm very proud of her. In fact, I'm just as pleased as punch. I'm bursting with love and pride and concern and hope and all of those kinds of things that any good, loving father has for his child. And once again, she did a wonderful job. And she read stories, and she took phone calls, and talked about children's things. And if you're all wondering why she calls it Pooh and Aggie's Saturday Morning Show, Aggie is her favorite doll. It's her first doll that she ever was given in her little young life. It's her favorite doll. She's had it for 8 years, all the time that she's been alive. And I guess that Aggie just came with the territory. So Pooh and Aggie do the Saturday morning show. And, well, folks, I wish you could have heard that. Those of you in the Round Valley did, if you were listening. I don't know if you were listening or not. Not too many people are always listening on Saturday morning. Oh, by the way, folks, for those of you who are listening today, you kept hearing the same music over and over and over and over again. We must have had a power surge or a power, you know, spike or something that completely reprogrammed the CD player. And it reprogrammed it in a way that we didn't know how to correct until just a while ago. And so we've been fighting this all day long. I finally figured it out, and I think it's okay. I don't think you're going to hear the same song again over and over again. But it had somehow joggled the program to a repeat mode, which was not showing on the readout that's on the little computer face here. And so we would set it to all discs shuffle, random shuffle, and it would keep repeating. And so finally I figured it out, and I got it to show what it was doing, and hopefully it's okay. I won't do it again. We will, however, find out, won't we? So, anyway, that's that, folks, for those of you who care, and all of you in the Round Valley who listen to 98.5, I know you do care. I want to thank John and Tim and all of the other people who called to tell us that it was repeating over and over again throughout the day. And I'm going to give myself, you know, two kicks in the derriere for not being able to figure out what was wrong sooner and solve the problem. But I think it is solved. To my darling, wonderful, intelligent, and sweet little girl, Pooh, I'm proud of you. I want the whole world to know it. And so you can bask in your success tonight and know that your father just thinks the entire world of you. And I am impressed, to say the least. Very, very, very much impressed.
All of that Oscar-winning Randy Bugs Bunny. Farewell, Paul. guitar. So I get everybody else, leave everybody else alone. Hey, you do your thing and we'll do our thing too.
Next thing you know, then we'll have to stamp out Duffer.
Oh, please don't stamp out Daffy Duck. My goodness gracious, what will we ever do without him? Folks, there's a few things we've got to do here. So, you know, this, what I'm going to talk about, it's on the website. And those of you who have computers and visit our website often have read it already, know what it is. And so I beg your patience. Unfortunately, most of our radio audience does not have computers and do not visit the website and depend upon their news from people like me and others whom they cannot always count on to give them the correct news. And so I must do this. Not too long ago in the fall made its presence known throughout the country. The leaves began to fall from the trees. In Andrews, North Carolina, the so-called federal task force, whatever it really is, nobody really knows, but this is they call themselves a federal task force, to find the young man whom they claim blew up an abortion clinic somewhere, Atlanta, I believe it was. And his name, I believe, is Eric Rudolph. They're looking for him. Never in the history of the United States of America has any law enforcement agency or agencies spent so much money looking for one man. Never. It is beyond belief how much money they are spending to find this Eric Rudolph. Now, I'm making no judgment on whether Eric Rudolph is innocent or guilty. Please do not misinterpret what I'm saying. This is the United States of America, where we are innocent until we are proven guilty by a jury of our peers when they so rule. In this day and age, it appears that all you have to do is be accused and you are automatically guilty. You may be. I don't know. But I know that a lot of people are accused each year of crimes in this country who are not guilty of committing crimes, my wife and I included. But there are people with agendas who want to exploit this situation and make it worse than what it already is. And that is the subject that I am about to address tonight. Now, if you're a reasonable, honest person, listen very closely and understand what it is that I am telling you. When fall began, the so-called federal task force held a press conference and told the entire world that they were going to increase their numbers because they believed that as the leaves fell from the canopy of trees, if they had enough personnel in the field, they would be able to find Eric Rudolph and bring this whole episode to a close. Now, I don't know if that was their real intent or not, but they made no secret of it. They told the whole world what they were going to do, and that's what they have been doing. They have been brought in more federal law enforcement personnel, and they are more vehemently and earnestly and seriously searching the forest and the countryside for Eric Rudolph. There are people, unfortunately, who live in that area, and other people who do not live in that area, who want to make something out of this other than what it is. A recent article claiming to have been authored by a writer for the Washington Times named John Christian Writer, spelled R-Y-T-E-R, and that is, I can tell you for sure, a pen name, if this person really does exist at all. This article circulated on the internet, causing a panic all over the place in the so-called patriot communities of the United States of America. Now, those of you listening in foreign countries might find this humorous, you might find it sad, you might find it tragic, you might find it dangerous, but listen carefully. Because I suspect the same thing goes on in every country, to a certain extent. Now, some of these so-called patriot communities are not patriot communities at all. They're religious communities who really can't wait for the day that the United States government falls for whatever reason whatsoever so they can establish some kind of an Old Testament theocracy. And once again, burn everybody at the stake that doesn't agree with their particular brand of religion. They do not fight for liberty or freedom. They don't even know what it is. There are others who are enemies of the United States who will exploit any situation to cause panic, to try to instigate clashes between the people and the government, and whose aim really is to spark a revolutionary war. Those who want that to happen are communists. The goal of a true patriot is not, I repeat, not ever to instigate clashes between the people and the government. The goal of patriots, however, is to restore constitutional republican government through whatever means is necessary, knowing that whoever fires the first shot, if a shot is going to be fired, loses the war. So listen to me very carefully, those of you who really do have brains and really can reason and aren't often some zealot, religious, holy war or some other mission on some agenda for somebody else that you really don't even know who in the hell you're serving. Like those of you who are Marxist socialists or members of the Communist Party, who really think that by destroying this country and bringing about some other kind of government other than constitutional republican government under the supreme law of the land, which is the Constitution for the United States of America, is going to give you some kind of a better world. You are sorely mistaken. According to this John Christian Writer, a United Nations force has moved into Andrews, North Carolina. According to him, this force is equipped with tanks and/or armored personnel carriers. According to him, several military compounds have sprung up around the countryside. Writer also claimed that an army of Chevy Suburbans with no license plates are roaming the back roads, which are now patrolled by armed, black-robed ninja jackbooted thugs carrying machine guns. According to John Christian Writer, Andrews is under siege, under secret martial law, under a secret declaration of emergency. According to him, it's being sprayed from the air with chemicals and that the whole operation is some kind of a Justice Department plot to entice the militia into firing upon federal forces so that the militia can be exterminated. And it's all a lie. All of it. There has been some federal buildup of law enforcement personnel only, exactly as the federal task force said that they would do. Now, whether or not they have jurisdiction within the state of North Carolina is a completely different matter. The fact is, under the law, under the Constitution, they don't, unless the governor gives them an invitation under a declaration of emergency. There has been no declaration of emergency declared in North Carolina anywhere. Not in Andrews, not anywhere, not secret, not public, not in any form. Period. End of subject. It has not happened. The only way that the federal government can lawfully obtain jurisdiction inside the territorial boundaries of any state, ladies and gentlemen, is if they purchase the land and the legislature of the state grants them jurisdiction. The legislature, not the governor, not anybody else. So they don't have the jurisdiction that they claim to have. And the people, if they understood the law, could take this to court and have the whole thing stopped. Period. Constitution does not give the federal government any. Or I should say, almost all. They have a very few things that they can honestly claim that they have jurisdiction over and pursue. Most of it having to do with interstate commerce, piracy on the high seas, counterfeiting, etc., etc., etc. They have no lawful jurisdiction over most of the cases that they claim lawful jurisdiction for. But that's not the point. that's a whole other subject. That if the people would get their collective heads out of their collective butts and use the law, they might be able to do something about the situation in Andrews, North Carolina, that they're so upset about. But running around the countryside crying wolf and claiming that the United Nations has invaded the United States, and that there's a declaration of emergency, and Andrews, North Carolina is under martial law, and United Nations troops are there, and they're systematically beating up and destroying the civilian population, is not the way to do it. In fact, that's the way to make sure that nobody listens to you, because it's all a lie. It's a lie. There have been some cases of police brutality concerning this federal task force, as there always is when large number of police get together to do anything. Because nowadays, the psychological evaluation that is one of the main methods of choosing who is going to be hired as a police officer ensures that you're going to have some jackbooted Nazi thugs that are going to commit some crimes against the populace. That's a given today. It's not a guess. It's a given. It's going to happen. It's unlawful. It's not right. It's unconstitutional. It's everything you want to call it. But unfortunately, the majority of the American sheeple seem to want to accept it. And so that's the way it is until the majority of the American people understand what it is that they're doing to this country and to themselves and decide to stop it. According to John Christian Ryder Andrews, North Carolina is under siege, under martial law, being sprayed from the air with some kind of deadly chemical, and the whole operation is being put together by the Justice Department to get a war going with the militia. It's a lie. And nobody checked it. You know, there's so-called patriot radio broadcasters all over this country spreading this lie every night. Not a one of them even bothered to check to see if it was true. We made a few phone calls. I made a few phone calls. Doyle made a few phone calls. We had some other people. Monty Butterfield, Radio Free Vermont, I called him and asked him to make some phone calls because he lives closer than we do. We all made phone calls, and other people I had a whole bunch of people on this to find out if it was true. And we all made phone calls. We made phone calls to the people who live there. Just ordinary people who live and work in Andrews. And they told us that the whole thing's a lie. A monumental lie. A hoax. We phoned the Chamber of Commerce. We called several, not one or two or three or four, but a whole bunch of different businesses. And talked to the people who worked in those businesses. Called a restaurant. Talked to the cashier. Just regular working people, working folks who had no reason to lie to us whatsoever. We called the local sheriff, who's elected by the people in the county. We called the police department. We called local residents. We called the public relations officer of the local federal task force. We only did that in the interest of fairness. Because I got to tell you right now, I would never believe anything the federal public relations officer said after Ruby Ridge and Waco and all the lies they told in those incidents, and the lies they've told about me and my wife. Wouldn't believe a word they said, but in the interest of fair and responsible reporting, we called and talked to them. Not one person, not one single person could or would confirm anything the article alleged. In fact, everyone with whom we talked laughed at it. They laughed at it. They thought it was the funniest thing they ever heard. Every single person we talked to denied every single allegation contained within the John Christian Writer article. Every one of them without exception. Now, if you don't believe that, you can make a few phone calls yourself to discover the truth for yourselves. There was an incident where a little boy pointed a toy laser, a toy laser at a helicopter. The helicopter thought that it was a laser sight on a gun, I guess, and called in the federal task force, and they came down on this little boy and his family and hauled off the father and beat him brutally and held him. And he was covered with bruises and scrapes and abrasions and all kinds of things from the beating that they gave him. But they had to let him go because they found out that it really was a toy and it really was a little boy. But you see, this is what happens when you get crazy people aligned against each other. On one side, you got Nazi jackbooted thugs just itching to kill somebody because they've been taught that the public is their enemy. If you don't believe that, go sit in on some classes at any police academy in this country. They're taught the public is their enemy. Then on the other side, you have the local populace that finds themselves inundated with people from out of their state, out of their town. They're mostly a bunch of men, many of them single and lonely, and they start hitting on the local girls. Sometimes the local girls are hitting on them. It's a recipe for disaster. And then you get strange religious viewpoints mixed in there, along with some people who think that they're malicious. And you get somebody running around yelling, United Nations troops are here, we're under martial law, it's a secret declaration, blah, 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 blah. And somebody fires a shot which grazes the head of a federal law enforcement agent. And it wasn't some hunter in the woods, ladies and gentlemen. Somebody tried to kill a law enforcement agent. It didn't work. Because he was a lousy shot. But this is all a recipe for disaster. See, anybody could have made the phone calls that we did and could have discovered what we discovered. I'm not saying that the federal task force is right in being there or that they're right in doing what they're doing. And this is hunting season, and if they're out in the woods with guns and they're ninja poodle, little teenage, I'm big and bad suits in hunting season, while there are hunters out there looking for deer, You got a real dangerous situation. Somebody's liable to get killed. Killed, ladies and gentlemen. So that's why we're doing this broadcast tonight. Anybody could have discovered this stuff, but they didn't. Now, there's a group of people in the Andrews area who are racists. They claim to be Israel. They claim that they're the 91st Brigade USA Israel, whatever that means. You can't have a militia that is religious in its makeup. Ceases to be a militia under the law and becomes a religious army. And last I heard, the Crusades ended long, long, long ago. Not only that, but Israel is in the Middle East. It's not here in the United States of America. And none of these people speak Hebrew. None of them. Although they want you to think that they're the real Israelites. They're not. Unfortunately, someone has convinced them that they are. And together, them, in collusion with members of the so-called Posse Comitatus, which is another racist religious organization, are claiming to have proof of United Nations military buildup and tanks. They refuse to furnish any affidavits or certified photos of anything. Instead, they rave and rant at anyone who asks for proof, and believe me, I know, because I've asked them all to furnish affidavits or certified photographs or anything that can prove what they're saying, and they can't and they won't. Instead, they send a photograph, not certified at all, purporting to be the father who was beaten by the federal task force, showing his bruises and stuff. But since it's not certified, we don't know if it's him or somebody that got in a fight down at the local bar. No affidavits whatsoever, nothing signed and sworn under oath under penalty of perjury, nothing whatsoever. And they claim that they are, here's what the guy said to me, we're in a target-rich environment, go get your own. Whatever the hell that means. And then they send me email on the computer, it says at the end of their email, no compromise, no surrender, no quarter asked, no quarter given, no prisoners taken. Now, ladies and gentlemen, people who write that at the end of their email are nuts, wackos, asking for it. And pretty soon they will build themselves up into a frenzy and go out and kill someone, or in the act of trying to kill someone, will get themselves killed. They've even issued a threat to the federal agents in the area. Quote, warning to all federal agencies. Any actions that we become aware of that you have taken against our brethren that is in violation of our rights as children of the Most High will result in the application of the superior law of Yahweh being executed upon you, end quote. Now, I think if the superior law of God, whom they call Yahweh, is going to be executed, it will be at the decision of God and not upon them. They won't make that decision. God will, if God's going to make such a decision. And he might. I don't speak for God. But they shouldn't be issuing threats to anybody in the name of God. That's taking the Lord's name in vain in anybody's religion. And in my efforts to investigate what was going on, I was threatened also, ladies and gentlemen. Here's what one of the, I got a lot of threats, I'm just going to read you one. I got lots of threats, lots of it. But I'm just going to read you one threat. Quote, you are an idiot and a common liar. You have no proof of what you state or claim in regards to Andrews, North Carolina, and until such time as you think you do, you are still cannon fodder. You, sir, are a keyboard commander and nothing more. Get off your high horse before someone knocks you off it, leaving you wishing you had better judgment, end quote. I sent an email back to him telling him I'd be happy to send him a map to Arizona, just in case he didn't know where the highway was. The statement, get off your high horse, is in regard to my request for sworn affidavits and certified photos in regard to their allegations, because if their allegations were true, it would be serious, and I would want to be the first to go on the air and say, I now have sworn affidavits and certified photos. I can tell you what's going on there. But you see, they won't
nobody will furnish an affidavit or any certified photos, except the same people in the town, all of them offered to send me sworn affidavits that none of these things are true. Except for the things that I've already told you that are true. There is a federal task force there. They have beefed up their numbers. Occasionally, they are brutal. They have hurt some people. Their presence is there all the time. They're in the bars and in the restaurants. They hit on the local girls and some wives, and it makes people angry. Not to mention that no community likes to be invaded by anybody for any reason whatsoever, and especially not for such a long period of time as this federal task force has been in Andrews, North Carolina. See, they won't furnish these things that we need. They want me to take their word for it. But I've been down that road before, folks, and I will never, ever do it again. This is just one example of what I get when I ask for proof. Quote, who are you to demand that we send you pictures and affidavits? And, quote, we cannot send documents to everyone demanding them. However, I respect your need to verify info, and for that I thank you. End quote. But still, no documentation, no affidavits, no sworn affidavits, no affidavits of any kind, sworn or not. And no certified photographs. They will not furnish proof of their allegations. And why was I trying to find proof? Because, ladies and gentlemen, they were contacting me via email on the internet, attempting to get me to air their plight on this radio broadcast. So I asked for proof, and when I did, they attacked me vehemently. Others on radio have just taken what they said with no proof whatsoever and have made fools of themselves because nothing other than what I have told you tonight is happening in Andrews, North Carolina, period. According to more level-headed residents, what is going on in Andrews is what always going on in a small town that finds itself somewhat overwhelmed by law enforcement. Whether they be feds or state law enforcement, construction gangs, or soldiers passing through. It's always the same. And if you don't believe me, ask those who lived in small towns that were literally taken over by military when training bases sprang up all over America during World War II. They can tell you some stories about clashes between the local folks and the military people. A lonely guy hits on a local girl. Local girl hits on a stranger. Local guy hits on a female visitor. When the interloper, ladies and gentlemen, is law enforcement, heavy-handed tactics, police brutality, rudeness, infringement upon the citizens' rights, interrogations of innocent people, surveillance, harassment, and intimidation of those suspected of aiding or abetting Eric Rudolph, and etc., 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 whether these things are real or imagined, become very serious issues. And neither side, by the way, is ever sensitive to or mindful of the human needs or feelings of the other. See, there should be no stance amongst American patriots except that of a defensive stance. Never aggression. Whoever the aggressor is takes the moral low ground. The defender holds the moral high ground always. And that's the only way that we can win this clash with the forces of evil that exist amongst us. One of these days they will push us to the point where the defense springs into restoration of constitutional republican government. But that's the only way that it can happen. If the locals and the feds continue their games, they might actually create a, quote, target-rich environment, end quote. You see, the locals or the feds might become the targets as a direct result of doing something very, very stupid. Some of these people, local and federal, are very, very dangerous. Very dangerous, ladies and gentlemen. Someone has already fired a shot at a federal agent and just barely missed killing him. And it might have been over somebody hitting on a local girl or something just as stupid. If somebody comes and asks your girlfriend for a date, believe me, it's not an issue worth killing anybody over. Some Gestapo-minded federal officer might decide to take it upon him or herself to seek revenge against who they might think fired the shot at the agent who was slightly wounded. And under this kind of threatening scenario, ladies and gentlemen, the lie printed by John Christian Ryder could become a very horrible truth. And so, we advise everyone to be very careful. And please, when you're passing through Andrews, North Carolina, drive really slow, because there are federal and local children at play. You don't want to run over one of them. Another country and you want to come to the USA? folks, I got a lot of other places that I think that you'd probably enjoy a lot more than you would the USA today. Let me tell you. This place is screwed up, going downhill on a roller coaster. It's filled with greed, malevolence. Religious persecution is rearing its ugly head once again, and everybody is a participant. government is despotic. It's awful hard to make a living as a small businessman because they've done everything in the world to prevent you from being able to do it. And if you're successful, it's not with any help of the government, I can assure you. The police are vicious for the most part. There are some very good police officers out there. Some very good ones. But you know, the real good ones don't get promoted. They don't make captain. People who believe in the phrase, quote, to protect and to serve, end quote, don't make good police officers today because they don't want that kind of officer. They teach them that the public is their enemy in police academy. And then they send them out to protect and defend the Constitution for the United States of America and protect the public and enforce the law. And most of them have never read the Constitution for the United States of America, the Constitution of their state, nor have they read the law. They just do what they're told. And the psychological examination with which they are chosen holds a great deal of weight in the hiring process is weighted toward the same type of individual that would have made excellent Nazi SS stormtroopers under Hitler in World War II. Unfortunately. I know some good police officers. Very good men. There are a few that are my very good friends. And they all know that because they're good police officers, they've read the Constitution, they understand what's happening to the country, they haven't got a prayer in hell of making it anywhere in the force except maybe if they keep their mouth shut long enough to retirement. And that's the only really complaint I have against them, is that they're willing to do that. Makes me sick, and we've had some really, really serious talks over that late at night, I can assure you. What it boils down to is, I put so many years into this, I just can't quit now because I only have 2 or 3 more years to go till I retire. It really makes me sick. I understand what they're saying, and I understand why they're doing it. But it makes me sick that they have to do it. It makes me sick that they think they have to do it. It makes me sick that they put so many years into something that's turned so sour. Now they feel that if they leave, they're starting all over again. It scares the hell out of them. And I think they wish they could. So if you're in a foreign country outside the United States, you're thinking of coming here, you better think twice. I don't recommend it at all. Not at all. If I could find some place to go where we could live any kind of modicum, decent life, I would have left this country years ago, folks. I would have. It's dangerous here, especially for people who really believe in the law and understand what it is. That is the Constitution for the United States of America, something most Americans have never read, don't know anything about. In fact, they're so over the edge that if you show them the law and prove to them that they're not required to file and pay income tax, they'll call you a liar. And when you ask them to show you a law which does require them to file and pay the so-called income tax, they can't do it. Can't do it. When you ask them to prove you wrong, they can't do that either. These are not reasonable people. They're stupid. You see, if you take someone outside, you show them the sky, and you say, what color is it? And they say, it's black. Then you have to determine, is the sun up or is it down? And if the sun's up and you tell them, no, it's blue, there it is. I can show you on this color chart. In fact, I can show you every book in the library, all the color charts that say that that color is blue. And they look at all the charts that you show them out of all the books from all the people who know about these things. And you take them back outside again and say, what color is the sky? And you check and see that the sun is still up. And they tell you black. You're dealing with a stupid person, provided that they're not colorblind. And we're going to make a stipulation here that they're not. Isn't that amazing? Also, I understand that some of you became very irate when you called the number I gave you. You began railing on the person who answered the phone because of what I said about colloidal silver. Colloidal silver that is in metal form, that is derived from minerals or from metal electrodes, will not make it into your body to kill anything once it reaches the stomach. You can get angry with me all you want to. You can call all you want to, and you can argue until you're blue in the face. All you have to do is get out a basic chemistry book and see what happens when silver comes in contact with hydrochloric acid, which is the digestive fluid in your stomach. Now, if you take that same colloidal silver and you hold it under your tongue, or hold it in your mouth and swish it around your gums and under your tongue for quite some time, or if you gargle with it, it is good for curing illnesses and killing germs in the mouth, the gums, the throat, the esophagus. But once it reaches the stomach, the reaction between silver, metallic silver, remember I'm talking about metallic silver, and hydrochloric acid, which is the digestive juices of the human species, is that you no longer have colloidal silver, but you have silver salts. You will have either sodium chlorate or sodium chlorite. Silver. Silver chlorate or silver chlorite. And it's a mineral salt. Too much of that mineral salt can hurt your body. Now, if you can take colloidal silver in your mouth and hold it under your tongue for a long period of time and swish it around your gums, it will be absorbed through the mucous membranes in your mouth into your system, and then it can do you some good. If you want to persist in the fallacy that you can create silver or colloidal silver, started to say silver colloid, but colloidal silver with metallic electrodes and swallow it, and it's going to cure you of measles or the bubonic plague or anything like that, your dreaming is not going to happen. So, get up in arms and send me all the bad mail that you want to, but make sure you've gone down to your local library and studied a little bit of basic, elementary, everyday 8th grade chemistry before you do it, because you're going to look mighty dumb. The way that the human body is supposed to take colloidal minerals of any kind, whether it be silver, selenium, it doesn't matter, any kind, is through biochemistry. It has to be in the proper form, ladies and gentlemen. It has to be plant-derived, not animal-derived. You're not going to get the minerals that you need from eating beef or pork or sheep or anything else. You will get a very small amount of some minerals, but not enough to maintain your health or even make a difference. They have to be plant-derived. The human race, throughout its history, has obtained its correct mineral nutritional needs and most of its vitamins through eating plants that were grown in healthy soil which had not been demineralized. In 1936, the United States government wrote a report was presented to the 74th Congress, Second Session, United States Senate. It is document number 264. Get it and read it. The soil in the United States of America is over 80% depleted of all of its mineral and vitamin content. We do not get the proper nutrition from our plants anymore. If you want to know how you can get it, through the proper method and in the proper form, derived from plants, so that you can take it internally and it will still do you some good, call this number right now. 1-888-403-2405. That's 1-888-403-2405. Call that number. 888-403-2405. Just leave your name, address, and phone number, and they'll make sure that you get the information that you need. Good night, folks. God bless each and every single one of you.
People, I think it's time we stop this running around. This world is going too fast and we'd like to slow it down. Don't let them talk you into doing what you don't want to. Just learn to say no and learn how to refuse. Cause you don't owe nobody nothing except God above. Go out and go after the things in life you love. Don't try to force it if it ain't going smooth. The one person that you should never try to fool is you. You can make it to the top, but only you'll know when to reach. And I am not just talking, cause I practice what I preach. Maybe you don't do all the things you're supposed to. Your boss gives you a job you hate, but you smile, that's the rule. You see yourself playing the game and it's rubbing you wrong. Oh, you don't know how much more you'll take. How long can it go on? Well, you don't owe nobody nothing except God above. Go out and go after the things in life you love. Don't try to force it if it ain't going. The one person that you should never try to fool is you. You can make it to the top, but only you'll know when to reach. And I am not just talking, I practice what I preach. No, I am not just talking, cause I practice what I preach.
You're listening to 98.5 FM Eager.